tenth and final peg of Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek leilam haba shenema v'amer kulim tzadikim v'aylan yirsha oretz. The nations are all tzadikim and they will inherit the land, which over here is talking about leilam haba neitzel matoya imaisi daily spoil. This is the wonderful things that Hashem planted, that sprouted forth, and that which Hashem made, which He is proud of. But there are certain Jews that can lose their Olam Haba. He doesn't believe in Tchias Meisim, he doesn't get it. He doesn't believe that Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apikoyris, Gemara says the person who is Mevaza Tamid Chachomin, Mevaza the Torah, is Bechlal Apikoyris. There are many other ones, but that is a general idea. It says even a person's Mevaz is his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham is Apikoyris. You see how important it is for the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael that people should respect Talmid Chachomim so they are led in the proper fashion and not everybody does what he wants. Rabbi Kiva Ime Apikoyris Svarim Chitzayinim. He says this person reads Svarim of Greek philosophies and plays and things. Also gets carried away with these things and he's Bechal Apikoyris. A person who says some words on a maka, this is also a chiddush. It says that in the Gemara that it's talking about, he says this and then he spits. That shows that he's mezalzel also in the Shem Shemaim. This was part of the refuah. Basically, he's using the Shem Shemaim for his personal needs, even in a fashion where he's mezalzel in it. Shalom Yafahogi is Hashem by yourself. The person that says Hashem Hashem Yudke Vovke pronounces it also. The bottom line of all these things, it shows a tremendous zilzul in the Torah and mitzvahs and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which basically is the opposite of the tenets of our religion.